You're sitting on the fence wanting to build a digital business, or maybe you have even started and launched it, but struggling getting clients, and although you're creating content, it doesn't seem to be enough to get what you want out of it. And then you're wondering whether it is really worth it to build in a hyper-competitive industry. In this episode, I am analyzing everything for you you need to know. Welcome to the Online Business by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek, and this is your mindset and marketing podcast to help you build a business next to your 9-to-5 without burning out. And most importantly, enjoying your business journey while you are making money and impact. Grab your favorite note-taking device, lean back, and get inspired. I believe that everything you need to build a business of your dreams is already within you. Welcome back, friends, to another episode of the Online Business by Design podcast. It's your host, Ivana Ivanek, and I'm so grateful you are here today. Let's talk saturated and competitive markets. A lot has happened in the last year, but also in the last past years. I remember I was still in Greece at a time when I started my digital business. In already after Corona, when the world was just, you know, dropping into the transformation industry like crazy, and I started 1 year later, and I already had the feeling like, so many people out there, so many coaches, educators, teachers, everybody going digital, like, who am I to succeed? Well, the truth is, the markets are saturated. There are a lot of people entering the markets, but there is one huge distinction that I want to lean into in this episode. And I also want you to know that the transformation industry, including courses, coaching, programs, so any kind of service, is predicted to reach $550 billion in the next 8 years. 550 billions. So now, thinking, how is this possible? If we now see the current political situation and economical situation. And I'm not making this up, because I always go and listen to much more smarter people than me, who have been in this industry for long enough, who have an eye on things that I haven't heard, learned, or don't have the capacity to learn. And the truth is, it's never going to get easier. If you are waiting for the easy game, and I'm not saying that it can't be easy to create or to find the flow and find the ease within your workflows, but in general, entrepreneurship is hard. And it has always been. The truth is, we need to listen to what is happening and what the world is telling us. And no matter what you believe in, politics has always worked and played the same game. It has always worked the same way. There is a benefit to create fear. There's a benefit for bad leadership, whatever you believe in, and this is totally apolitical, when people with great power create big fears, people will fear. The truth is, and this is why you are probably entering entrepreneurship, is because you are already swimming against the stream in one way or the other. You believe in something different. You believe in change. You believe in helping people. You believe in creating better places, making this world a better place. So you are already in the game. And this is the whole game you need to play. And what it also gets to show, like, all these people who are making millions in our industry are making them because it is possible. And I truly believe that there is a huge distinction happening that I'm gonna dive right into it right now. Let's go back to I don't know what year it was, but I was scrolling on social media and suddenly I found an influencer selling product, not products on their own, but I saw these people and I thought, you are so cool and I want to have this product because you are cool, you are using it, and I want to be just as cool. Then a little later I discovered that there are people selling courses, coaching, programs, things you can buy, promising me a transformation, someone who wants to help me getting better sleep, for example. That was enough back in the days when this all was new and we were dealing with a market that was unaware of the opportunity. Whoever was struggling with sleep and was exhausted, the only promise we needed to buy into a product, a service, or a course was someone telling us that this person is going to improve our sleep. Then, the more people experienced and noticed this opportunity that they can make money in this market, it became a little bit more tricky. So then, we needed to make a better promise to the buyers. How this looked like just a little later was, I can help you improve your sleep without losing too much free time with your family. Meaning, so you will sleep better, but you don't have to necessarily go to bed earlier. We needed better promises. We needed to get specific and niche down. The industry started growing and selling just by a promise wasn't enough anymore. What has changed up? We needed to implement mechanisms. We needed to start giving people a teaser, an idea of the work, of the transformation. People wanted to have an experience first before they bought into the full product or service. And we started doing webinars, masterclasses, challenges. And then, once everybody knew what is a webinar, and I bet you remember those if you attended one, that it was enough to tell people for 30 minutes long your story and how you got to where you are. And it was enough for people to buy the product because they got to know the person and to trust the person. They liked their story. They liked their identity. They could identify with their story perhaps and bought the product. We didn't get much out of these webinars. So on a later stage, it was important to improve masterclasses, webinars and challenges and to give real value, to teach people something so that they have an idea and living proof that you are the person who can actually give them the transformation on a smaller scale. So this has become an era of improving mechanisms, becoming a better teacher, delivering results quicker and on a smaller scale so people had an idea of what you are selling, who you are, the way you work, the way you run and flow and be and are and everything. So moving forward, there were so many people who became good marketers. And this is the change I love seeing. Although some would say it's becoming harder to be in this, let's call them sophisticated markets, harder to stand out, we need to do perhaps more work, we need to work differently, think differently, become faster in execution. What I love seeing is that vague promises are disappearing from the market. People who just wanted to make quick money, just to sell something, create something quickly and sell it, are disappearing from the market. And I like that because bad services, products and courses who serve no one just because there was a good promise and good marketing behind it were easy to sell back in the days, but no longer anymore. Isn't that kind of beautiful? I mean, it's just freaking amazing to see how aware our buyers became, how educated, aware this whole digital world is, which I think is a change that I wanted to see for a long time. And that was something that has always made me feel embarrassed about our industry, that just because someone has been doing great pain point marketing, had so good shots in selling something, which might be the truth today, but people will very quickly realize and no longer continue buying from those people. And this is how they will vanish from the market. Because if you today do not lead with integrity, honesty, meaning, and not only want to make quick cash, like a couple of dollars quickly, but actually see the whole value in creating meaningful change and be a good leader on this planet Earth, please stay in the game, because this is your era. This is it. Now, how to do that? Now, I've been speaking about the fact that it's not so easy to sell just anything, and I don't believe you have just anything. It is still important to have good marketing and to lean into the skill set of marketing. But what is even more important is personal branding. There was a video I recently saw on Instagram, and it was David Priestley in 2017 already speaking about personal branding, why it is important to stand out. And we entered the digital era today where it's no longer important and nice to have. It is something you need to stand out and operate in the transformation industry. There is no longer hiding under a rock hoping to be found. You will need visibility. You will need platforms you are appearing on, and share your intellectual property, share your thought as a thought leader. And it's not to brag, to show off that you are better than others, but it is all for your benefit and to show potential buyers that you actually mean it. That you are walking the walk, that you are someone with a real identity, real struggles, with a real appearance, a real person that they can trust. Because how else? If there is a gazillion people, how are they going to choose between you and Sally or Lisa or Monica, who is selling the same thing? But this will require you to lean into all of that I just mentioned. Knowing exactly what you want to be known for. And developing the skill set of sharing it. Content is something you will not be able to avoid if you want to succeed in business. Creating content, it's going to be the new work. It is the new work. Let me correct myself. It is the new work. Every piece of content that is created today for your digital business is not only a piece that is just being put out there to get views or followers. Every piece of content is created to create a transformation. And I'm not only speaking social media, I'm speaking about your webinars, challenges. It is no longer enough to just tell the people what they need to do to succeed, but also how they can do it. You will need to perform and create a piece of content, a framework that can deliver that immediately. People want to know and have this transformation. And I understand it is hard to believe hearing this. And it's hard to believe that I'm still saying that building a business is hard. And let's no longer fall for those quick fix promises. If someone is promising you that you can create a couple of pieces of content and you will make a X amount of money per month, if you have no foundation, if you have no visibility, no personal brand, no leads to sell to, then this is either an offer that is not for you, or it is a promise that just gets them the bucks, couple of dollars in, but they will not be able to deliver the transformation in the promised time. And I want to be real here with you. This is something we need to understand, that building skill sets, learning marketing, how to generate leads, how to become an effective communicator, how to build a personal brand, finding all these answers on paper will require you time, work. The second part, what so many people struggle with, is just getting over the fact that a third grade cousin is watching on the internet what they are doing, and they will be sugarcoating their message, they will be not themselves. There will be a time where you will need to lean in of letting go what other people think of you while you are becoming better. And you will hear stories that will make you doubt. You will hear that the markets are saturated. But always look who you are talking to, who is speaking to you. Is this someone who has had success, or is this someone who has not had success? And believe me, everyone, if you look at huge creators at businesses, like those who make 12 million in sales per year, would they still be doing it if there would be no market? Would they still be teaching businesses to do the same and succeed if there would be no market? Scarcity is a huge lie of our brain. It will make you think that there is no space for you. It will make you think that you need to become so much better than you are right now. That starting is just too early and you will need to learn something else before you can start. Your brain will tell you all these stories, but when we think from a space of lack, we will never be able even to develop that skill set. Because you still believe that it's not worth developing the skill set of communication and creation because there is no space out there for you. It's an absolute mind game. The people who will stand out on highly competitive markets, I don't know your niche if you're listening right now where you are at, but those people who will stand out, and I want this to be you. I want you to succeed building the digital business, creating that extraordinary life for yourself, and those people who will be standing out making money are those who are here with a greater mission. Those who have a real identity, those who can show that they can lead us to victory, and those who are sharing their intellectual property, experience, and no longer hiding under a rock. So also knowing that everything like traditional media, social media, your world stage, speaking on podcasts, having your own podcast, speaking on stages, speaking in front of other people's audiences, teaching masterclasses in other people's memberships, that's not for the famous and the rich and the privileged. This has changed drastically. This is available to all of us. Let that sink in. This is available to you, to me, to everyone who is ready to share their thought as a thought leader, share and speak about their intellectual property, and lead with integrity. Believe me, there will be a moment where people will be reaching out to you and seeking your story, seeking your knowledge, your framework, and your expertise to speak on their podcasts, to share, to teach their audiences about a specific topic. People are desperate for good communicators, for thought leaders who actually are out there leading by example. But for that, you need to be out there. You need to share. You need to become that content machine. And I'm not only speaking social media content. I mean, I'm speaking any kind of content that leads into opportunities and clients. And I'll be real, if you don't want that and you think this is not cool, then maybe you might want to find something else. But being in the digital business, creating content is the thing you need to become good at. Creating your frameworks, having the capacity to make out of one episode, one blog, one written piece for traditional media, to create more pieces of content, repurpose it, stick with it, and become better and better and better as a communicator, thought leader, coach, educator, or teacher. I'm going to teach you all of that in the Magnetic Influence Accelerator. The link is below. We are opening the doors soon. If you are convinced that you are meant for more, if you know that your work, your wisdom, your knowledge, your intellectual property can change people's lives and with that the world, get on the waiting list. The doors are opening soon and I can't wait to do this work with you.